Hi, I'm Layo Adegoke. Here's your Channels TV news update for October the 1st, 2021. Nigerians are celebrating today to mark 61 years after the country gained independence from Britain. Nigeria became an independent country within the Commonwealth on October 1st, 1960, initially known as the Federation of Nigeria, before the constitution was amended in 1963, after which the country was declared the Federal Republic of Nigeria. In his nationwide broadcast to mark the anniversary, President Muhammadu Buhari says high-profile individuals, including a member of the National Assembly, are financing secessionist leaders like Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igboho, noting that his administration is vigorously pursuing the financiers whom he did not name. The president promised to work on dialogue-based solutions to address legitimate grievances. And right after his speech, there was a parade at the Eagle Square in Abuja, where President Buhari, Vice President Yemi Osinbajo, and other top political office holders observed march pasts by members of the armed forces, police, and other paramilitary agencies. Away from the Independence Day celebration, Governor Bello Matawalle of Zamfara State has directed telecommunication companies to restore telecom services only in the state capital, Gusau, with effect from today. He explains that this becomes imperative following the tremendous success recorded in the fight against banditry in the state and to ease the hardship faced by both the private and public sectors of the state. On the international scene, Guinea's military leader Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya has been sworn in as the interim president at the presidential palace in Conakry. Colonel Doumbouya led the coup that ousted President Alpha Condé early last month, and he is expected to form a government in the coming weeks. And in sports, Brazil legend Pelé has been released from hospital after undergoing surgery for a colon tumor. The 80-year-old had the operation at Albert Einstein Hospital in Sao Paulo on the 4th of September and had been having treatment at the hospital since August 31st after the tumor was detected in routine tests. And that's your news recap. Don't forget to join us tomorrow for fresh updates. I'm Layo Adegoke. Thank you for watching.